Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Whole Foods Market brings you meals worth sharing this holiday season. Visit WholeFoodsMarket.com/shop for our online menu and ordering system. Local turkeys, inspired sides, and even a little something for your hosts, all available online or in-store at one of our 6 Manhattan locations. Visit WholeFoodsMarket.com for more details.
Welcome to Hot Grease. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. This Heritage Radio Network program is brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Every week on Hot Grease, we bring people back to what's great in food, culinary traditions, cooking at home, knowing your farmer, or even growing your own food. I spotlight good food fighters and the culture of the food movement, from chefs to tastemakers to moms on a budget. If you're listening live to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network, our live call-in number is 718-497-2128. Today on Hot Grease, we'll be talking wine for Thanksgiving 2011. On the phone to talk what all folks need in their bar cart, on their wine, and on their cabinet, top of their cabinets, is Jan Beaujolais. Jan, welcome to Hot Grease.
Hi, hello, Nicole.
Jan, you're here to talking about Georges Debouffe's, the heritage, the history of Jean Debouffe. Please tell us a little bit about the start of the wine.
The start of Georges Debouffe?
Yes, the start of winemaking.
Yeah, well, Georges Debouffe is one of the most well-known winemakers in French history. He's been credited to develop the wines of Beaujolais, and especially Beaujolais Nouveau, and I think that's what we will be talking about today. But his family had been involved in winemaking for close to 400 years, so there's a lot of history in Georges' family. George is 78. He's an amazing man. Well, of course, he's my boss. So, but what sets George apart is that his ability to taste an enormous amount of wine every day. I mean, George tries 400 to 500 wines a day in order to make the perfect blends. And as a matter of fact, for the Beaujolais Nouveau 2011, George went through 12,000 samples of wine, just to give you an idea.
So, Jan, you're the export director, and not only are you on the radio today talking about the Nouveau that's coming out on the 16th, but there are other wines in your portfolio. Give me an example of some of the other wines in the portfolio. We're actually going to be doing a tasting later on, but if you could tell some of our listeners about the portfolio.
Sure. There are three different wines that are made in Beaujolais. Of course, Beaujolais Nouveau is probably the most well-known wine. But if you want something a little deeper, we have a wine called Beaujolais Village. And the most complex wines, or the best wines that are made in the area, are referred to as the Crus. And those are single village appellation wines. We also make wine at Georges Debouffe in Burgundy. In the southern part of Burgundy, we have Chardonnay-based wines. One of them is called Mâcon Village. It's fairly easy to find in the U.S. And another one that is also very well known is called Pouilly-Fussé. Both wines are 100% Chardonnay, no barrel. It's all stainless steel fermentation, and they are very easy to drink, crisp, and very elegant.
And correct me if I'm wrong, there's something very special about you guys as winemakers. You are one of the few companies that use a special, I'm going to say, technique. But
it's called, yeah, Yes, you're right. It's called semi-carbonic maceration. So I don't want to lose anybody here on my explanation, but that's the only technical part about, you know, Beaujolais, because the, you know, otherwise everything is very simple. It's one varietal. It's called Gamay, which is a distant cousin of Pinot Noir, to give you a reference point. But certainly the winemaking is a little different. What we do is we let the grapes basically macerate for a period of time, and it's a very, very gentle process. There's no crushing of anything, and basically this period of maceration is going to extract the maximum fruit flavors that you can think of without really seeing any bitter tannins that happen usually when you crush. So it's a very gentle process that we've been using for hundreds of years in the region, and that gives you wine that are very soft. If people don't like red wines because of the tannins, you know, this sort of cat tongue feeling in your mouth when you drink red wine, well, Beaujolais has none of that. The wines are very silky and easy to drink.
So, Jan, I have to ask you, the big day, Nouveau Day. I said it's the 16th, but actually it's the 17th, and all the parties basically kick off on the 16th, and then at midnight it's the big day. Please tell folks, what exactly is Nouveau Day?
Well, Beaujolais Nouveau. Well, first of all, it's a wine. It's a fresh and fruity red wine made from the Gamay grape from the Beaujolais region. But basically, people like Beaujolais Nouveau because it's a celebration. Just like you said, by French law, the wine can only be open on the not before the third Thursday of November. So a lot of parties on Wednesday the 16th at midnight will start opening the very first bottles of wine. It's a great wine. You know, it will probably be the first wine of the 2011 vintage that people will have a chance to try. If you think about it, 10 weeks ago, the grapes were still on the vine. You know, that's the amazing part of it. But it's a perfect holiday season wine. It matches a wide variety of food, and especially the food that we cook for Thanksgiving. But it's an international event, really. We will have, you know, over 100 celebrations in the U.S. and probably in the thousands over the world.
So you mentioned Thanksgiving, and here at Heritage Radio Network, I would hope that listeners are tuned into all of our shows to get Thanksgiving tips. So can people expect to drink the Nouveau wine that's coming out on the 17th? Does it pair with all of the traditional Thanksgiving fixings?
Yes, and I think that's the real reason behind the success of Beaujolais Nouveau after all these years. You know, it's not a fad, really. It's been going on at Dubuff in the U.S. for 30 years, but Beaujolais Nouveau has a celebration for more than 60 years. So, and I think the reason for that is that because it's really, it's a coincidence, of course, but the wine pairs really well with turkey because it's got this like I said, this very soft texture. It's sort of a mild flavor, plenty of fruit that matches well with the meat that the turkey can provide. And then also all the trimmings. You know, we can't use or we can't pair Beaujolais with anything that would be too spicy. And I think the cooking during Thanksgiving has a lot of mild to moderate flavors, and that pairs extremely well with Beaujolais.
So we're going to take a short break. We're going to do a wine tasting. Listeners, we are not going to be tasting the Beaujolais Nouveau, but we're going to taste three other wines in the portfolio. So keep tuning in, and we'll be back in a quick sec.
Bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, you drip the swag too. Oh.
I may be young, but I'm ready to give you all. Girls, you can get it. Don't slow it down. Just let it go. So in love, I'll give it all away. Just don't tell nobody.
Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Check out our program schedule and show archives on heritageradionetwork.com. If you're just tuning in, we are chatting with Jan Borgaji. I'm screwing up your name. Borgo.
It's a typical hard to pronounce French name.
Sorry. And you know, people who listen all the time, they know that I screw up names. So I did get it right the first time. But Jan, you're actually the export director for George Dubuffet's Wine Company. And we're going to do a quick tasting of three different wines. And our first wine, so Jan, you already know what I'm tasting. You're on the phone and I'm here at the studio. We're starting with the lightest of the, you're calling it the Cru. I heard you say Cru before. So this is the Beaujolais Village.
All right, so the Beaujolais Village is one step below the Cru. The Cru are the, I think we have three wines altogether, and the last two are the Crus. The Village is a middle segment, if you want, and it's a wine that is available all year long, unlike Nouveau that people usually tend to drink between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. But Beaujolais Village is a very soft, fruit-driven wine. You will find, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but you have the glass in front of you, but I've had the wines many times. You should find some very nice, bright red currant, strawberry, raspberry aromas on the wine. A very soft finish, very elegant. It's not a power bomb, but it's got it's a very classic French style.
Well, I will tell you that I'm not a red wine drinker, and I really like this. And it's a really nice. The finish is really clean. I love it, and I love the label. The label is gorgeous. We have the artist for one of your labels, the label of the Nouveau wine, in the studio. He's actually tasting some of the wine with me. But I love this. The label is gorgeous and the taste is smooth. So the second one, which is that was the lightest one of the Cru, and then this one is the Brûlé.
The Brûlé.
Yes. So I'm gonna have a sip here.
Right. Well, the Brûlé is a small area in the northern part of Beaujolais that's named after an ancient volcano, and so the soil that you find in those vineyards is really of volcanic origin, and it's sort of unique for that part of Beaujolais. But the wines have certainly a little bit more structure and tannins than the Beaujolais Village that you just had. It's a step higher in quality, in complexity too. Of course, you will find some very nice fruity aromas such as black fruits in there. People don't think about it too much, but sometimes you can also find stone fruit aromas such as apricot or peaches, and I think in the case of Brûlé, that's what you find on the nose. And again, in the mouth, it's a very elegant wine with a good tannic structure and a very long finish.
I love it. And finally, our final tasting with Mr. Jan is the Morgagne. The beautiful
The Morgagne, it's another small village in the northern part of Beaujolais. I'm sorry, and this is probably one of my favorite wines. It's when I think about Beaujolais, I think about fruit and texture. And when I mean texture, like I said earlier, it's a very soft and silky texture. And Morgagne really exemplifies this. It's got great color, but a lot of fruit on the nose, probably a lot more than the Brûlé and the Beaujolais Village combined. A lot of cherry aroma, strawberry, raspberry, kirsch a little bit. And it's got a little bit of a mineral side to it that's also very nice.
I love it. I think the Village and the Morgagne are my favorite.
Right. You know, what I'd like to mention in these wines are actually fairly affordable. I mean, the Beaujolais Village is usually sold around $10, and the two last wines, the Brûlé and the Morgagne, the single villages, sell usually between, you know, $14 to $15. So those are good, easy treat for Thanksgiving.
Very affordable for folks that need to buy a lot of wine or just need to want to buy a bottle for two people. Jan, Thank you so much for coming on Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. We're continuing this wine fest, talking about your wine that's coming out with the 17th. We have Mr. Caves in the studio, but will you be in New York at the New York event, or are you on the West Coast?
No, I'm calling you from LA right now, and I'm gonna go to San Diego. We have a big celebration in the Gaslamp District tomorrow night. No, Wednesday night. I'm sorry, but you know, we have parties all over the U.S. And if people want to check out what's happening in their town, you know, they should go on our Facebook page at George Dubuff, or the Twitter hashtag is #NouveauDay, and they will find that there's probably a party going on in their city.
So, all my West Coast listeners, you hear that? Facebook, Twitter. Go there, find all the parties in your area. Jan, have a great Monday and have a fabulous November 17th.
Same to you, Nicole, and thank you for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Listeners, keep tuning in. We have one more segment of Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced and engineered by Jack Inslee. This program is being sponsored by Whole Foods Market. Let me give a Southern girl's hug to Roberta's Restaurant, located at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York, the location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network. Today, we're talking the perfect wine for Thanksgiving 2011, the George Dubuff Beaujolais Nouveau 2011. Did I screw that name up? Hopefully not. If you want more information, you can go to George Dubuff on Facebook and Twitter. But right now in the studio, we actually have the artist of the 2011 wine that's coming out. Brooklyn-based artist by way of Bay Ridge, Caves. Welcome to Hot Grease.
In the house.
So look, I'm not even calling you by your government name. I'm calling you.
No, there is no government name.
Oh, okay.
It's my street name.
Oh, your street name.
It's when I was reborn, you know.
Ah, me like. So yes. Artistic abilities, wine. So do you need a glass of wine or some kind of spirits?
You?
Yeah.
I definitely was inspired by this wine.
Okay.
Definitely lifted my spirits and there's too much to be sad about, and this is a party. This is a party wine, so my painting became a party. You know, I started out as a graffiti artist at 10 years old, and definitely ran the gamut of, you know, the roller coaster ride in life, and I knew that this was something that was very, very special. So I needed to come up with something special, and I'm known for Brooklyn landscapes in my paintings.
Okay.
And you know, doing what inspires me is my neighborhood, you know, growing up in Brooklyn. So I had to connect with George some way. So when I found out he was that cat that got on his bicycle and went door to door with his wine, I felt like that, you know, that's how we did our thing.
Almost the Brooklyn way in yeah. France.
That's right. That's
so
right.
If folks are listening now, you can go to the Facebook page and check out Caves' design that he designed for the Beaujolais Nouveau 2011. So I have to ask you about the process, because I'm looking at the label. It's very French, but it's also, just like you said, very urban, very New York. How did you come to the process? I know you drank tons of wine.
Yeah, you know, I had my share of definitely being inspired by the wine, but just by the story of the man and my own story is like I always felt as an artist, I was a storyteller. And so I wear different hats. if it was from music, filmmaking, or graffiti art, or fine art, we're all telling a story in life. And this story, this picture, paints a street. You know, could be, you know, a street in your mind or in your dream, or, you know, a street that makes you happy. And it's like the street of live and love, you know, because there's a lot of, you know, just seems to be a lot of drama with, if it's the economy or if it's, you know, just the people that you know, are you know, suffering in any way. This is something that finally it's like, all right, here's a night that we could celebrate living. And loving.
Well, for sure, if someone is having some kind of economic problems, Jan just gave us the price points for the wines.
Very affordable, right?
So from $10 to $15.
No, it's very affordable wine, and the man's story is a very grassroots story, and that's why I could relate to it, and that's why I was very proud to be part of this process.
So I have to ask you this: have you ever done any artwork around food or around wine?
You know what? I think this is the first wine and food related. I've done everything from, you know, CD artwork or artwork for Nike and apparel, and like I said, the graffiti art. And I'm actually doing a painting for Metallica art show that's coming up soon. So I'm all over the place. But this is the first time someone really came to me and said, "Hey, you know, we'd love for you to represent our lifestyle and culture." And I'm all about that. And I'm all about representing Brooklyn. So I can understand how this must... I mean, I'm the first American to ever be in part of this process.
So I know I looked at... I was looking up information about it, and I see that there have been really cool labels through the years. So you are the first American to actually design the
label. Sure, and it's a
big... Get out!
It's a big honor. Because I'll tell you why. Even since I'm a little kid, I'm through the graffiti art. We, you know, we traveled on the trains, and this is before, you know, this was our social networking, you know. And
yeah.
You always had dreams of being that Brooklyn kid to leave your block one day to travel to France or Italy or you know, these great places you always hear from. And you know, through the graffiti art, it opened up this world, you know. And French people used to come to New York to look at the graffiti art as a worldwide phenomenon. And being the first American, their marketing behind this wine has always been a very big deal, because
right.
George had a great idea. He's a great marketing person, and I felt that, wow, hey, this is something that's important, and I have to represent for my country and my neighborhood.
And look, we didn't even talk about your neighborhood. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. You're from Bay Ridge.
Bay Ridge, yeah.
And when I think of Bay Ridge, I think of three people.
Go ahead.
First is Peggy from Mad Men. Do you watch Mad Men?
I do watch Mad Men. I'm not going to say I don't.
So
I'm,
you know who Peggy
fan,
is, right?
I'm a very big fan of it. Yeah.
So you remember when she came on the show, they were just like, she was like, "I'm just from Bay Ridge. I'm just a girl from Bay Ridge." So I think of Peggy when I hear
That's
Bay
cool.
Ridge.
That's
and
cool.
Shout out to my favorite folks in Bay Ridge, Rubicelli's, Matt and Allison Rubicelli's. They, make cupcakes. They used to own a food market shop in Bay Ridge. I know that Allison is born and raised in Bay Ridge. You may know her. I don't know what Allison's real last name,
right?
Her government last name is, right. But yeah. So now I have a fourth person.
Well, I have a tattoo shop in Brooklyn called Brooklyn Made Tattoo.
Oh, okay, yeah. Where is it?
On 93rd off of 3rd. I've been in that neighborhood since, you know. I mean, my mother's from that neighborhood. My grandmother's from that neighborhood. So, you know, it's like anything. It's like we didn't have much growing up, but we did have Brooklyn. And, you know, Brooklyn people are very proud of where they come from. And Bay Ridge is famous for the movie Saturday Night Fever, if you didn't know that.
No, but I didn't know that.
That's a big one. And they're always filming something there. And it's just a great neighborhood. It's an old school neighborhood that still has family tradition and honor and all that good stuff. Loyalty, you know.
So back to the wine.
Yes.
I have to ask you this. So I see every year the George Dubuff usually rolls in some kind of car, rickshaw in the past. I see something about a Cadillac. Was that your idea?
I don't know if that's supposed to be a surprise or not.
Oh, is it?
I don't
no.
know.
Well, it can't be a surprise because it's.
Yeah,
it's a surprise.
It's actually I'm a Cadillac man. You know, I have a 1976 Cadillac, and I wouldn't be caught driving anything. And
what,
you know,
did you drive it here today?
I don't have it here today, but you know, I got driven here today. I'm special today.
So wait a minute, this vintage, it's a graffiti cover. Did you do the?
It's actually I don't want to give it all away, but it's inspired by the label.
Wow. So actually, folks, I want to see this Cadillac. I'm going to have to go to this event. Wednesday, November 16th, 10 to 1:30 at Stage 37. The first cases of this new wine, the Nouveau, will arrive in a graffiti-covered Cadillac. Driven by you.
That's right. Me and I think Frank. Wow.
So what's up with this? So you're going to have other art there.
Yes, there's a contest because we wanted to celebrate. We just didn't, you know, I mean, it's a celebration and an art exhibition as well. So there was a contest held on Facebook, and a group of people, I actually got to, I hate to say judge it because every artist did an incredible job. But, you know, I mean, there was a few that rose to the, you know, to the occasion. And those people will have their art on display there at the show as well as mine.
Okay, cool. So, is it all graffiti art or
no?
Variety?
No. It's anything. It could have been spoken word to three dimensional design. It was anything to tell your story. The whole thing was about expression. So it's about live, love, and expression. So that's all incorporated into it. So
what are the surprises?
Hey, you have to come and find out.
So yeah, we have to come and find out. Yes. More information about it. If you've been tuning into the show, I gave you guys the Facebook and the Twitter. And there actually is a hashtag. It's Nouveau Day. Hashtag Nouveau Day. If you're on Twitter, you can follow all the happenings. There are, Jan mentioned before, hundreds of events in the U.S. and thousands outside of the U.S.
Did you know this was going on?
I had no clue. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I am not like a wine snob.
Right.
I like great drinks. So if someone has a great wine and I just drink it and it's great and it's like, you know, woo, let's do it. I'm not all like, oh my gosh, this is the.
That's what's great about this wine. Exactly. It's a party accessible wine. Yeah.
And it's accessible to anybody. You don't have to be a wine snob, not slob. Well, I mean, hey, either or. You can just plug in.
Yeah, you can. It's a young wine, and you know, literally, it's young and making, and it's actually, you know, young people love it, old people love it. It's a party time.
So tell me this: if folks wanted to reach out and see your work, either at your tattoo shop or your own website, or do you
MrCaves.com?
Bam!
There you go.
MrCaves.com with
the
K.
If you want to get it on, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Kay, dropping by Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network.
My pleasure.
Folks, it's happening November 16th, 10 to 1:30, Stage 37. That's at 37th Street between 10th and 11th. The event is actually $25, but yo, I'm sure it's going to be wine galore. Entertainment galore.
It goes to charity.
Yeah, and a donation goes to...
Yeah, it's a $25 donation. Goes to Meals on... City Meals on Wheels.
Yeah. Yeah. So we love it.
Yes.
Come out, folks. If you have more questions, hit me up on Twitter. You know, I'm Food Culturist on Twitter. Or join me on Facebook. Caves, thank you so much.
Jan,
all the folks at George Dubuff Wine, PR person. Thank you. Listeners, thanks for listening to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Remember, you can join me every Monday at 3:30. Until then, always take the road less traveled.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the banker, the drummer, and then.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.